Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. All right, I understand this episode actually comes in a little bit later in the week. And that's because, you know, I had taken a vacation. A very short vacation, but it was really, really, really necessary. I really needed it. And I remember the last time I spoke to you all, I said something to the effect of, I really need a vacation. So now I'm back, you know, feeling re-energized, feeling rejuvenated, and that's really dope. Now, you know, this brings me to today's topic, and I just want to talk about something that, you know, at times we look at it, but we don't look at it very objectively. The thing is, do you live life on your terms? That's the big question. You see, we live a life that's pretty much an everyday routine type of life. And for some people, you know, they're loving it. For some people, you know, it's absolute misery. And that's the reality. And see, as I was wrapping up my vacation away from work, I literally received some news that one of the dudes that I know very well, this is an individual that I went to college with. This is an individual that was okay for the better part of the day. This is an individual that definitely had a little bit of some health problems here and there, developing problems, but never showed any signs of, you know what, I think he's, you know, well on his way. And this got me thinking, you know, we're out here losing some really, really young people who have brilliant minds, who have been showcasing their gifts and talents every single day, you know, putting in the work, grinding so hard. And so, you know, it got me asking myself, you know, what makes me very special? What makes me very different to this individual? And the truth is, as a human being, you know, there's no such thing as, you know, you're special. I'm telling you, we ain't special. You know, we're human beings. We could be gifted. We could be talented. We could be blessed. You know what I'm saying? But being special is a whole different thing. And that's why I'm out here trying to ask y'all right now, do you really think you're living life on your terms? Are you being controlled by things? Are you being controlled by your environment? Are you being controlled by, you know, your debts? Are you being controlled by your bills? You know what I'm saying? You know, I was just looking at life and I'm asking myself, okay, hold up. So we hop on traffic, right? And we're sitting in traffic and at times it's crazy packed. You know what I'm saying? And there's all this hooting and chaos and you're driving to your workplace, right? So why are you driving to your workplace? So that you can spend 8 hours, you know, probably even more at your workplace. All right, why are you working for 8 hours or more? It's so that you can pay some bills. Let's just be honest, right? Let's be honest. This is a model that we found already existing, right? Where there's something very valuable that you're receiving in compensation for your time, for your effort, for your energy, for your soul, pretty much, right? And, you know, it had me thinking, all right, you could be controlled by your job. You could be controlled by, you know, the bills that you got to pay. You could be controlled by all these things. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. What's your plan, though? What's your plan? Are you just going to go through life like a chicken with its head cut off? You know what I'm saying? Maneuvering life, you know, without a plan, without a solid strategy to actually exit. Because, hey, listen, man. I actually realized most people do regret it. As soon as it's that time, you feel like, oh, damn, it's my time. It's like you realize, you know what? Actually, all these things don't really matter. All these things that I've been paying so much attention to don't really matter. Bruh, here's the thing. Do you really think on your deathbed, you're going to be like, hey, listen, tell my family to bring all my gold chains and my diamond rings and put them on my body because I'm going to be rocking them in the next life. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, what you gonna do with those stacks of cash, really, when it's time for you to vamoose? And so that's, at that particular point, that's where you realize, you know what? I haven't been living life on my terms. I've actually been living life on someone else's terms. And you realize this a little too late. That is why this was a very profound message for me, this particular duration of my vacation. It's like, you know what? Bro, I'm putting in so much work. Now I'm grinding and I'm putting in everything that I got into this. But what's my reward at the end of the day? What, money? Cash? How is that a reward? You know what I'm saying? You give everything. I mean, you give everything to a cause. You give everything that you got to a business, right? I just want to let you know it is imperative that if you're giving your everything to something, then the reward is way greater than cash. Let that reward be way greater than cash, because at the end of the day, this cash is only important for so long. It gets to a point, this cash means nothing. And I'm telling you right now, hey, listen, man, there's billionaires out here who fight for their lives and their deathbeds. And they wish that they can buy life. But here's the thing, man, you can never buy life, right? There's billionaires out here that have undergone the greatest wake-up calls through getting to that place. It's called that place. I'm actually gonna call it that place. That place where life actually shows you the reality of what's going on. And I'm not going to blame anyone out here. Neither am I pointing fingers. Neither am I downplaying anyone's efforts out here. But I just want to let you know that the reality is, you grow up, you live your life every single day of your life. You live your life being taught, being prepared to live life in a certain way. To live life on someone else's terms. Have you ever asked yourself why in school? Why is it that in school, individuals are taught how to be dope employees? Individuals are taught how to be amazing members of the workforce. Individuals are churned out to be brilliant researchers. Brilliant scholars, brilliant, you know what I'm saying? Brilliant everything, you name it, whatever field. But how comes, you know, it's not like you're taught how to make money. How comes you're not taught how to be out there and create something of dope value? You have to step outside the box. You have to be very unique in your thinking to actually build something. And what I've realized is, you know, the elites out there don't want to create creators. They want to create consumers. So you're out there, you get your cash, right? And you feel, oh, damn, my bunk is out here feeling dope. My bunk, you know, I got bunk, right? All right, so your bunk is feeling dope, right? So what are you thinking next? You're thinking of, how am I going to spend this cash to make me feel happy? Right? You're going to hop online, or you're just going to step out and you're going to do some window shopping. And because you can actually afford an item, and I'm talking about afford in air quotes. Ah, damn. You're going to hop on it and you're going to get it real quick. And you're going to walk around with your shopping bag. And the truth is, what you're actually doing is, yeah, you're actually acquiring things that are going to help you look a certain way, things that are going to help you conform to the society. And that right there is you seeking validation. And that right there is you being ignorant at the same time. And the truth is, you know, in today's society, we chase so many things. I always say about chasing things, you know, I always say, hey, listen, man, why are you talking about chasing the bag? Do you know the action of chasing? The action of chasing is, you know, you never catch up. That's your chasing. Listen to chasing. What about acquiring? You know, what about upgrading? Why are you talking about chasing? So you're out here chasing validation. You're chasing the bag, right? You're chasing all these things. But then, deep down, when you sit down by yourself, would you actually say that you're living life in your terms? So that's a big question right now. Now, if you're constantly seeking approval from other people, instead of following your own desires, instead of following your own path, instead of seeking that thing that lights a very strong fire inside you, you're not living life on your terms. If you keep ignoring your dreams, your passions, and all you're trying to do is conform to societal norms and expectations, you ain't living life on your terms. If you're going to settle for a career that doesn't fulfill you, that stresses you up, that makes you feel like you hate everything that's going on around you, you ain't living life on your terms. If you allow that little stupid voice, and I'm going to call it a very stupid voice because it is very stupid, all right? If you're going to allow that stupid voice of fear that's inside you, that's talking about, don't do this because it's really risky, that's a very stupid voice. And anytime you hear that voice, you need to tell it, hey, listen, man, shut your... Yes, sir, you can finish that statement on your own terms. But here's the thing. Do not ever let fear hold you back from taking risks, taking leaps of faith that are going to end up putting you in pole position to step into your destiny calling. So if you keep listening to that fear in your head, or that voice that keeps telling you how you ain't enough, how you ain't good enough, how this ain't good enough, how this ain't solid enough, then you ain't living life on your terms. Now, if you pick up your phone and you're looking at so-and-so on social media, so-and-so whose personal life you know nothing about, hey, listen, you know their package on social media, right? That's what they present. They present what they want you to perceive. Now, if you're going to start comparing yourself to people on social media or people around you, you ain't living life on your terms. The truth is, the battles that we fight as individuals and the things that we go through as individuals, we know them best. So what other people are going through out there, you would never know, because they would never let you know. And that's just how it goes. Stop comparing yourself to other people, because if that's what you do, because if that's what makes you feel inadequate, you ain't living life on your terms. All right, I get it. You did this last year. You did this 2 months ago. You did this sometime back in the past. The key word is past in bold letters, right? And you sucked terribly at that thing. You failed miserably at that thing, all right? So how are you going to let that situation dictate your present decisions? If that's what you do, then you definitely ain't living life on your terms. Now, if you're going to sit down like a fat fuck and decide, you know what, my comfort zone is way too comfortable and I ain't budging, I ain't getting out of this comfort zone because I ain't ready to face the unknown. I'm in my little bubble and I feel safe and secure and this is my comfort zone and I don't care if you call me a fat fuck and I'm just going to chill in my comfort zone. Yeah, if you stay in your comfort zone, you ain't living life on your terms. Now, if you're going to be a yes person, who says yes to everything. You got no boundaries. You don't have the ability to say no. You agree to everything. You go with anything that's out there. You ain't living life on your terms. Last but not least, if you allow people to manipulate and control your emotions, if you allow people to see you at your weakest, and seeing you at your weakest is when they've manipulated you to the extent of you stooping down to their level, you ain't living life on your terms. As I wrap this up, I just want to let y'all know that living life on your terms is like, you know, driving your own race at your own circuit park. You know what I'm saying? You're in full control. You are setting the pace, you know? You're making the turns that feel right for you. You're accelerating according to how you feel is right for you. You're stepping on the brakes according to how you feel is right for you. You know what I'm saying? And just like exploring life, you know, and just finding your path, embracing what brings you joy, and not being afraid of, you know what I'm saying, life's twists and turns. Just remember that life is your canvas. Look at it as you are the artist. Life is your big, plain canvas. And you're going to paint it with the colors of your dreams and passions. You know what I'm saying? Live boldly. Live authentically. Live unapologetically. Be the sole driver of your own destiny. Stay prayed up. You know what I'm saying? Create your unique reality. Create your unique masterpiece. And, you know, just give thanks and be grateful for the simple joys in life. Go out there. Live life on your terms every single day. And as I always say, be baddest in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadika, signing out.